No, not really, because it's just part and parcel of the job now. January comes up and, you know, my phone tends to go a little bit more a couple of weeks leading to January, and it starts going into overdrive start of January with agents and people talking about players, and that's the nature of the business now.
Would it be fair to say that you'd rather not sell, but everyone has a price?
I think everybody, apart from maybe Man City, has got a price, haven't they? So, you know, if players are going to leave this football club, then it will have to meet the valuation of the football club, because, you know, we need to go and replace them as well, which we would do, and reinvest the money. But we're not looking to sell, because we feel that we're in a good position. We've got good players here who are doing well, so we want that to continue.
So you're not looking to sell, but I mean, if something is almost an offer that's too good to be true, then you have to consider it within the model of the football club.
Yeah, I think that's at any football club as well, and you know, but it has to be first of all a realistic offer for, you know, the valuation of the players.
One player that's been linked, and I know you were asked about it at the weekend, he'd probably be would be Hotter. You know, he didn't obviously feature at the weekend. He's been linked with maybe a loan move out of the club. What, is there anything specific on his situation?
No, I mean, Hotter's got a calf strain at the moment. He pulled out on Friday, as I mentioned. Yeah. But he has also got a personal issue that we as a football club are trying to help him with. You know, it's a genuine reason that, you know, we can't obviously talk about it because it is personal to him. But we're trying to help him through that period. And, you know, he's a big part of our plans, and we want him to stay here. But he's got to resolve his personal issue as well.
On the other side, are you still looking at strengthening yourself?
Yeah, we're still looking at strengthening ourselves as a club. You know, we've a list of targets that we've spoken about. We've had a couple of recruitment meetings, and you know, we'll start pursuing them over the next few days.
Busy few days coming up as well on the pitch, not just off the pitch. Starting with an FA Cup game against a side that you know quite well. Is there a little bit of extra spice for you?
Oh, there's certainly extra spice, you know, because, you know, I left that club to come here. You know, normally Brentford, Walsall matches don't end up with the away fans selling out that allocation of tickets. So, you know, I think that spice might be down to a ginger-headed person. But no, looking forward to it. And I know them, I know the players, I know the staff, I know the directors, and I know the football club really well, and they're all really good people, and I'm looking forward to seeing them, and I sincerely hope they go and get promoted this season. But all that good wishes goes out the window for the cup tie on Saturday, and you know, we're going all out to try and win.
There's two ginger-headed people, because Ryan Woods is a bit of a Walsall fan as a kid, wasn't he? He was there at the club just before you joined, and his dad, I think, has got a bit of a dilemma, so I understand, because his dad's still a fan.
Yeah, it's right as well. I think he got released by Walsall just before I went in there at 14 for being too small. So, you know, he's always had a point to prove, and he was part of a Shrewsbury team who beat Walsall in the FA Cup last year or the year before, which pleased him immensely. So hopefully he can be on the end of a, you know, a similar result this Saturday.
Obviously you want to take this game, as with every game, seriously. You want to win every game, but you've got three big games in 7 days. Does that need a bit of juggling when it comes to the squad?
It was a good idea, wasn't it, to you know, have a full fixture list on the Tuesday after an FA Cup game, and then for us to be playing on the Friday as well. So three home games in 6 days is very rare. So, yeah, I've certainly got to look at the squad situation for every game and make sure that we're right for every game, because it's a big week for the football club.
And you've got players, though, who have been coming back to fitness, who, I remember, just been speaking to Josh, who are chomping at the bit to get starts. Is that actually positive for you, that you've got one or two players who need some minutes and that this game could be a good opportunity?
No, it's been really good. I mean, you know, we've been out there this morning, we've had 21 outfielders, you know, on the training pitch, which shows the strength in depth at the football club now. Johan Barbe and Lewis McLeod played a full game in the dev squad yesterday, so, you know, they're both pushing for squad places as well now. So it's a good position to be in, especially with, you know, these three big games coming up.
What does the FA Cup mean to you personally then?
I think it's one of the best domestic tournaments in the world, and you know, I think it's somehow been diminished a little bit by a number of teams, but you know, you get to this position and you look, all of a sudden you've got three games in a week, and all of a sudden you go, hold on a minute, I can actually see why some managers, you know, have to mix it around a bit. But I've always said you have three chances for success in a year, you know, Carling Cup, the FA Cup and, you know, in your league, domestic league, you know, and this is one of them. So, you know, we want to go as far as we can, and you only have to look at the likes of Reading last season who reached the semi-final, Millwall a few years ago reached the final. So, you know, a club like Brentford, it'd be great for us to go as far as we can, and who knows.
And we've talked about it before. You know what it is on the flip side. You've been a giant killer. We've talked about that game at Fulham with Leighton Orient a few years ago. Mm. So, and you know Walsall as a club. You'll know what mentality they will come here with.
Oh, yeah, they'll want to, you know, prove that they can beat a Championship club. And, you know, I was manager of them early in the season, and we both beat both Nottingham Forest and Brighton and Hove Albion to end up with Chelsea in the Carling Cup. So, I know that Capital One Cup rather. I know that they'll be certainly coming here with big aspirations to, you know, put a bit of egg on my face. But I think, you know, some people have already said to me, you're in a no lose situation, because if you get beat, you got beat by your team. But I personally don't go along with that one.
Have you had any banter already this week? Have you had some contact from the Midlands?
Yeah, I mean, the local press in the Midlands have been trying to get hold of me, you know, to get a couple of interviews, and, you know, asking whether I think I'm going to get, you know, stick or applause. And I think it'll be a bit of both. I've said already, the amount of emails, letters, goodwill wishes I've had from Walsall supporters and, you know, the board, the players and the staff has been, you know, incredible, and you know I do thank them for that. But you always have a minority who won't understand why I made the jump, myself and Richard. But it'd be good. I know that I took over that football club in a very tough time for the club, and left them in a really good position, and I take great pride in that.
It'd probably be unfair to say, what would you prefer, to win this or one of the two league games? Because you'll probably answer to that. It'd be all three, please, wouldn't it?
It certainly would. It would be all three all day long.